Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
It's been 6 years, six long years, but Justin Timberlake is finally bringing us new music. So he popped on social media this weekend to announce his first album called Everything I Thought I Was, which sounds very melodramatic in my opinion. He also released a video where it's a whole like fever dream. I don't know what it is about celebs releasing these new trailers, just like Jennifer Lopez, where it's like you don't really know what story they're trying to tell. Mm-hmm. So it's this video of him. It's narrated by Benicio del Toro, and he's just like looking off into a sunset, and his back is facing away, and he's just looking out to it. And then it goes, boom, Everything I Thought I Was, new album coming soon. So he didn't announce when it's going to come out, but he did give us a pre-save link for a new single called Selfish, which people are expecting him to perform this weekend when he is the musical guest on Saturday Night Live alongside host Dakota Johnson. So it should be a good weekend for SNL. All right. Anyone who grew up watching Food Network knows this isn't like a new food trend, but Dua Lipa has got people putting olive oil and salt on their ice cream.
I don't think chocolate ice cream is that good. But you know what I love? Mm. So I get vanilla ice cream and I put olive oil on it and sea salt. I don't know, so many people that I've showed it to, I've brought to the dark side.
Brought to tears.
But it's so good. You have to try it.
Let me know what you think.
So, I feel like when I see sea salt or it's on anything, it just makes everything better.
Oh yeah, that little bit of salt
is
sweet.
Uh-huh.
It's got to be like a flaky sea salt though. It can't be something you get from a shaker and just like toss it on. But I've actually tried this a couple of times. The first time I tried it was when I was in high school because I was a Food Network kid and I saw one episode of like Ina Garten, like the barefoot Contessa, and she did it. And I was like, well, I want to be like the barefoot Contessa. It's actually divine. You will never feel more chic than when you are pouring olive oil on your ice cream. That's how you know you're better than everyone else. Everyone is putting Smucker's caramel on their ice cream, but not me. I'm getting in there and getting that EVOO and a little flaky sea salt. All right, if you need a new pair of sneakers this year, Zayn Malik just might have the most convincing argument of all time to get you to buy a pair of sneakers that he wore over the weekend. So he attended Kenzo's fall/winter 2024 menswear show at Paris Fashion Week. This is on Friday. And he's out. He's walking through a big crowd. And all of a sudden, a car runs over his foot.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah. And everyone's like, oh, my God, are you okay? A car literally just ran you over. All he does is he pauses. She's totally fine. And then he posted on social media. He said, at Kenzo, thanks for a great show. My foot is fine. Thanks to my incredibly well-made shoes.
Or we just exposed an alien.
Oh, we did.
Is it possible?
I think so. It might be possible. So I looked up these shoes because I'm like, are they made of steel? Do they have like metal in the toes? And they just look like real chunky sneakers, just like real chunky running shoes. So
you got a picture of them?
Oh, yeah, I can pull them up.
I might need these.
This is going to become a TikTok trend where you go out.
Oh, no,
and
Don't run over. Okay.
You have somebody run your foot over.
I'm telling all tweens and teens right now, don't be running over each other's feet, okay? Don't be driving over each other's feet. This is not going to be a new thing.
Yeah, I'm so interested that he's just wearing these. They just look like normal running shoes.
Yeah, but I'd rather take the pain that comes with getting hit by the car than put those on.
As a shoe guy, that's the most offensive thing.
That's not happening.
All right, Dolly Parton released some more rock star tracks in honor of her birthday. So she released two new songs. One is Eddie Money's Two Tickets to Paradise.
I want to open Christmas presents with her on Christmas morning.
That is so oddly specific.
That's all I want.
I want to have a beer with her. I don't want to spend Christmas with her. I want to sit up at a bar, and I just feel like she would have the most interesting stories about her days, you know, gallivanting around Hollywood at Nashville in the music industry, and I feel like she's just a wealth of information.
All right, so Mo, Bert is having Christmas morning with Dolly.
Same pajamas. Yeah. We're doing Christmas pajamas.
Matching PJs,
right.
Abby is going to be bellied up at a bar having a beer. Where are you and Dolly going?
I just want to binge watch with her.
Oh, you just want to sit in your apartment on the couch?
In the heat, in the warmth, on the couch, cuddle up and just binge watch stuff.
You're going to cuddle up with Dolly?
Yeah.
You better keep your hands to yourself.
I saw that halftime show.
So OnlyFans is where you're taking Dolly. Does she have to wear a Dallas Cowboys
Absolutely.
outfit?
Absolutely. Of
course. All right, this celeb is getting called out for her disgusting snack. People are calling it out for being a potential health hazard. I'll explain more in your next eBuzz on The Bert Show.
The Bert Show.